grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is from the Epistle for today, verse 16 and 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? In Christ Jesus. Let us establish one thing, first of all. God's temple, where God's Spirit dwells, is for the worship of God, to give glory to Him. Earlier in this chapter, Paul had admonished the Christians at Corinth that they should not be carnal, full of envy and strife, and he reminds them that they are God's children, and that each one of them needs to take heed how he builds on the only foundation for faith and life, Jesus Christ. Paul had preached the crucified and risen Lord, the only hope for deliverance from sin, death, and hell, the only hope for life eternal. This he had preached, and he would continue to preach about the saving power of the gospel message. He says, in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Because we also have been begotten through the gospel, and because we also need to take heed how we build on the foundation of Jesus Christ, our text this morning is directed also to us. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If you are God's temple, then you belong to God. Totally. God's temple belongs to God. God's temple glorifies God. How do we give God glory? Certainly with the praise of our lips and our hearts, and also by serving Him with lives faithful to His will. Jesus said, herein is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit. And in the gospel for today, Jesus exhorts us, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. What does it mean to you when Paul says that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Being filled with the Spirit of God does not mean that we wallow around in some emotional experience. Scripture tells us that when God's Spirit dwells in us, we bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. God's holy temple, where the Spirit of God dwells, does not strive for an emotional high, but rather strives to worship the Lord God and serve only Him, and does not defile the temple by unholy living. Paul mentions ways in which God's temple is defiled. First of all, let no one deceive himself. Self-deception. The Old Testament reading told of King Ahaziah, who deceived himself into thinking that he could find out about his future recovery and welfare by consulting Jehoshaphat, the God of Ephraim. Looking elsewhere than to the true God for needed help and counsel is self-deception. God's temple does not do that. A recent article advises counselors when dealing with people who have spiritual problems that the discussion of spiritual issues should be free of specific religious doctrine. Most religions, it suggests, have enough common characteristics, altruism, prayer, belief in an afterlife, that counselors do not have to refer to a particular system of belief on discussing spiritual issues. That is like firing a gun at once, or like a doctor who prescribed for a patient with a serious illness that he just took medicine. Not a specific medicine, any medicine will do. That is malpractice. Truly, the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. God's temple does not lean on its own understanding or on its own ignorance, but looks to God in His holy word for true spiritual counsel. For God's temple declares, Lord, speaking to me, shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Again, Paul warns, let no one glory in men. Another way of defiling God's temple. We heard before how we give glory to God by bearing much fruit. Now, how do we give men glory? We give men glory when we give credit to ourselves and to others for the blessings which God bestows on us in this life. We give glory to men when we rely upon our own abilities or possessions or talents to provide for us the so-called good life rather than relying upon the author and provider of all good things. We give men glory when we exalt our wisdom and the wisdom of others above the wisdom of God. Or in the words of Jeremiah, when we forsake the fountain of living water and dig for ourselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. God's temple does not dig cisterns that can hold no water. God's temple does not glory in men. The spirit of the world glories in men. But the apostle says, you have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that you might know the things that have been freely given to you by God. That you might know the things that have been freely given to you by God. God has freely given you your very existence, physical and spiritual. God has freely given you salvation by grace through faith, the gift of God. God has freely given you the power to live in the Spirit, to walk humbly with your God. And God has freely given you the confidence and trust to say, even now, in anticipation of that great day of resurrection, when from the dust of death I rise to bring my mansion in the skies, this then shall be my only plea, Christ Jesus lived and died for me. That is God's temple speaking. That is the fruit of the Spirit of God dwelling in you. Do you not know it? Do you not know it? The peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.